Good morning. Did everybody eat too much?
大家是不是觉得吃的太多了？
Thanksgiving is one of my favorite times of the year, and I love that last song, All the Things That We Should Be Thankful For.
感恩节是我最喜欢的节日，我最喜欢刚刚我们唱的最后一首歌，我们要凡事感恩。
This morning, I'm going to be sharing out of the Old Testament from 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 14.
今天早上我要从旧约圣经来跟大家一起分享神的话语。列王记下五章一到十四节。
We're going to talk about Naaman, who is seeking healing.
我们要来一起分享乃曼求医治。
2 Kings chapter 5, 1 through 5, and I'm going to let Wynn just read it for you.
列王记下五章一到十四节，亚兰王的元帅乃曼在他主人面前为尊为大，因耶和华曾借他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国掳了一个小女子，这女子就服侍乃曼的妻。她对主母说：“巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。”乃曼进去，告诉他主人说：“以色列国的女子如此如此说。”亚兰王说：“你可以去，我也答信于以色列王。”于是乃曼带银子十他连得，金子六千舍克勒，衣裳十套，就去了。To verse five.
Yes. Okay. Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you today for your word.
天父，我们为你的话感谢你。
I pray that you will speak into our hearts and open us.To be receiving of the Holy Spirit.
我祈求你照亮我们的内心，打开我们的心，让我们可以接受你的话语。
May the Spirit teach us as we hear and listen this morning.
当我们听你的话语的时候，求圣灵来亲自教导我们。
Help us to be found faithful as we go forward with your message and your word.
求你帮助我们可以忠心，当我们听到你的话语之后。
It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.
奉你爱子耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Robin Williams was an American actor and comedian who started as a stand-up comedian in San Francisco and Los Angeles in the mid-1970s.
罗宾·威廉姆斯是美国著名演员和喜剧演员，他在上世纪七十年代出道，在旧金山和洛杉矶表演脱口秀。
He became well known across the country as Mork in the late 1970s in the TV show Mork and Mindy.
在上世纪七十年代后期，他在电视剧《外星教客》中演绎 Mork 一举成名。
He had a spontaneous style in which one moment he would act as a bright, mischievous child, then as a wise philosopher, and the next an alien from outer space.
他表演风格自然，他可以演聪明捣蛋的孩子，接着又演智慧的哲学家，然后又演从外太空来的外星人。
He said,Partly due to the stress of doing stand-up comedy, he started using drugs and alcohol early in his career, and sometimes even performed when he still had a hangover.
他说，因为做脱口秀的压力，他在演艺生涯的早期就开始吸毒酗酒，有时甚至酒后醒来头疼时还要上台表演。
He was a great actor who was nominated for Best Actor 3 times, and he won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in Good Will Hunting.
他是一个伟大的演员，他三次被提名为最佳男演员，在《心灵捕手》这个电影中获得最佳男配角。
He received 2 Emmy Awards, 4 Golden Awards, 2 Screen Actor Guild Awards, and 5 Grammy Awards during his 40-year career.
在他40年的演艺生涯中，他获得了2次艾美尔奖、4次金球奖、2次美国演员工会奖、5次格莱美奖。
But on Monday, August the 11th, 2014, as a result of depression, he hung himself at his home in Paradise Key, California.
但是就在2014年8月11号，由于抑郁症，他在加州 Paradise Key 的家里上吊自杀。
The man that made everybody else laugh struggled emotionally himself.
这个给世人带去欢笑的人，却在自己的情绪中苦苦挣扎。
A person can have outward success, but inward pain because they are suffering with a personal problem.
一个人外面可以很成功，内心却是痛苦的。他们饱受个人问题的煎熬。
They can own a successful business, but their family life is a wreck and they have physical problems.
他们或许生意做得好，但是家庭生活确实一团糟。或者健康出现问题。
They can be a successful athlete, but struggle with some addiction which destroys their career.
他们可以是成功的运动员，但却和毒瘾抗争，毁掉了自己的事业。
A person's public appearance does not always reveal their personal struggle.
一个人的外在形象不总是反映他内心的挣扎。
And that's what we see today. Naaman struggled with physical issues.
这就是今天我们要看的乃曼，他有身体的问题。
I'm going to look at 4 things today, and I want you to follow along with me as we go through these, okay?
我们一起来看4点，我请大家跟我一起一点一点的看。
First of all,Naaman needed to be personally humble.
首先，乃曼需要谦卑。
In verse 1, we see the problem. First of all, professionally, he was a great general and leader who the king respected.
第一节我们就看到了问题。从职业上，乃曼是一个伟大的将军和领袖，得到国王的敬重。
Commander of the army was a title used for the highest ranking officer, which for us would be a 4-star general.
这里说的元帅是最高级别的军衔，相当于现在的4星上将。
Another adjective to describe him, great, was used of those of high social standing and importance.
另外一个形容词描述他的是伟大，这个词表明他有崇高的社会地位。
The phrase high favor meant he was respected for his military victories.
另外一个词为尊，这个词表明他领军得胜，受人爱戴。
Personally now, he was a strong leader, but he had a skin disease that he was not able to be cured.
但是在个人层面上，他是勇武的士兵，但却有无法治愈的皮肤病。
It says a mighty man of valor. It meant to be a brave and mighty warrior who was successful in battle.
这里说大能的勇士，表明他勇敢强大，战无不胜。
With all the accolades listed one after another, describing the success both professionally and personally.The last description is kind of shocking when we read, but he had leprosy, which was the general word for any kind of serious skin disease.
这里一个又一个的荣誉都说明他事业和个人的成功。当我们读到最后这个词，只是长了大麻风，我们变得很吃惊。大麻风是严重的皮肤病的总称。
Leviticus 13:2 describes leprosy as a swelling, or a rash, or a bright spot on the skin.
利未记13:2描述大麻风是肉皮上长了疖子，或癣，或火斑。
Chuck Swindoll wrote, "In Israel, no leper could keep his position of authority."
Chuck Swindoll 写道，在以色列长大麻风的人不能坐高位。
Leprosy came to be seen as an indication of God's displeasure and an outward mark of an inward sin.
人们认为麻风病是不讨神喜悦的，是里面的罪导致的外在印记。
His name Naaman means pleasantness, but his life was anything but pleasant because of the skin disease he continually lived with.
他的名字叫乃曼，意思是喜悦的，但是他的生命因为这个病而没有喜乐。
What we see here is this: from the outside, our life can look good to others because the success that we've had. Maybe it's the career we've made, but behind the outward appearance, we can face serious problems of depression and even some health issues. Those tend to rob us of joy in life.
所以我们可以从这当中看到，因为事业的成功，我们可以看起来很光鲜亮丽，但是在里面，我们却面对抑郁或者健康带来的各样严重问题，把喜乐夺走。
Leprosy was an outward symbol of an inward sin in our life.
大麻风是生命里面的罪的外在记号。
And Paul says in Romans 7:20, he says, "If I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin dwells in me."
保罗在罗马书七章二十节说，若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
Sin takes away the joy that God intended us to have in life because it robs us of the relationship that God wants us to have with Him.
神想和我们建立亲密的关系，使我们生命得喜乐，但是罪把这样的关系夺走，把喜乐也夺走了。
Next, in verses 2 and 3, we see a witness here.
接着第二到三节，我们看到了一个见证。
The prophet referred to as Elisha is the person we're talking about because of the miracles that he had done by God's Spirit.
这个使女所说的这个先知以利沙，他是靠着神的能力，靠着神的灵行神迹。
The little servant girl believed in the spiritual power of Elisha, who had brought a little boy back to life after death, as we can see in chapter 4, verse 35.
我们可以从第四章三十五节看到，使女相信以利沙靠着神的能力使一个男孩死里复活。
If God had used Elisha to bring back to life a little boy, surely God could use him to heal a skin disease.
如果神可以使用以利沙叫人从死里复活，神当然可以使用以利沙医好乃曼的皮肤病。
Now the term used here, cure, the King James is recover, but translated in the Hebrew, it literally means to take away or remove.
这里用的这个词治好，希伯来意思是拿走、清除。
The same word is used of Miriam, that is Moses' sister, who had leprosy and was cured 7 days later.
民数记十二章十五节里，米利暗就是摩西的姐姐，她得了大麻风病，七天后被治好，也用了同一个词。
To be cured meant the swelling, the rash, or even the bright spot was gone so that your skin was pure.
被治好的意思是疖子、癣或火斑都没有了，皮肤得洁净。
As we think of the servant girl, God often uses seemingly insignificant people to accomplish His will instead of significant people so that He receives all the glory for Himself.
当我们去思想这个小使女的时候，我们就可以看到神常常不是用大人物，而是用小人物来完成他的旨意，这样他自己得所有的荣耀。
Paul reminds us from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26.
Paul 在哥林多前书一章二十六节说
Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
哥林多前书一章二十六到二十七节说，弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
God puts us into just the right place to serve Him, but we have to see the opportunities to witness for Him.
神把我们放在那个对的位置去服侍他。但是我们必须要看见为他做见证的机会。
God uses our weakness to bring him glory, so that he receives all the glory, not us.
神使用我们的软弱来荣耀他，这样他自己得到所有的荣耀，而不是我们得荣耀。
God will use our faith to show others his power,to change their lives if they will trust him.
神会使用我们的信心向世人显明，如果他们愿意相信神，他们也可以领受神的能力，生命得改变。
Moving to verses 4 and 5, Naaman now sees hope. He believed that the girl had said so, and he acted on it.By going to tell the king about this opportunity.
我们现在来看第四到第五节，我们看到了这样的一个盼望。乃曼相信这个使女说的话，他采取行动，把这事告诉国王。
Faith is acting on what you have heard, believing that it is true because God keeps his word.
信心就是听到神的话就行动，相信神的话是真的，因为神是信实的。
We read earlier about the 10 talents of silver. Do you realize it would be worth 750 pounds, about $250,000?
我们刚刚读到银子十他连得，相当于750磅的银子，价值现在的$250,000。
6,000 shekels of gold would be 150 pounds, or something in the neighborhood of $3 million.
6,000舍克勒的金子相当于150磅的金子，价值$3,000,000。
10 changes of clothing would have been a whole new wardrobe.
十套衣裳相当于衣橱里面的衣服全换新。
He so desired to be healed from his leprosy that he was willing to pay an enormous amount so that he would be cured.
他渴望麻风病得医治，所以他愿意付上极大的代价去得到。
Money was not an issue. He faced something that money could not buy.
金钱对他来说不是问题，而他面对的这个问题不是金钱可以买来的。
Chuck Swindoll wrote again, he said, the natural order of things on planet Earth says that nothing's free. A man with the power to heal terminal diseases must be in great demand and hard to reach, so bribes will be necessary.
Chuck Swindoll 又写道，地球万物的自然法则是没有东西是免费的。大家都想找妙手回春的医生，但却很难找到，所以贿赂是必要的。
And once someone gains an audience, he better be ready to put up a lot of cash. Naaman's first error, he thought he could purchase his healing.
一旦有机会见重要的人物，那个人又可以帮助你，你可能就觉得需要准备钱以备不时之需。乃曼的第一个错误是，他觉得他可以用金钱买到医治。
For those outside the church who don't know the character of God, believe that they can buy His favor like you can buy anything else in life.
在教会以外的人，他们不知道神属性， 他们相信自己可以买到神的喜悦，就像买生活中各样的东西一样。
They don't understand that God's grace cannot be bought because it is a gift.
他们不知道神的恩典无法买到，因为神的恩典是一个礼物。
Paul says in Ephesians 2:8-9, By grace you have been saved through faith, and it is a gift of God, not of works, so that no one can do what? Boast.
保罗在以弗所书2:8-9说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
God rewards our faith in Him, not our ability to buy His favor or grace, because then it would not be free to anyone who believes.
我们蒙神的奖赏是因着我们对神有信心。我们蒙奖赏不是因为我们有能力去买到神的喜爱或者神的恩典。如果这样的话，这个恩典就不是白白的给一切相信他的人。
So here's the second thing we're going to talk about. Humility required. Now the rest of them aren't going to be that long, okay?
现在我们要看第二点，需要的谦卑。
If you have your Bibles, verses 9 and 10.
如果你看圣经的话，是9-10.
So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean.
9-10说，于是乃曼带着车马到了以利沙的家，站在门口。以利沙打发一个使者对乃曼说，你去在约旦河中沐浴7回，你的肉就必复原，而得洁净。
Now Naaman had a large caravan of chariots and people following him because he was a general.
乃曼有一大群车马随行，因为他是一个将军。
Now Elisha sent out his servant Gehazi to give Naaman instructions about what he was to do to be cured.
以利沙差一个仆人，这个仆人叫基哈西。他去告诉乃曼，他该如何做才得痊愈。
He didn't go out to meet him because he didn't want Naaman to believe and even honor him, but the true living God who would eventually end up healing him.
以利沙没有亲自出去迎接乃曼，因为他不想要乃曼相信他、尊荣他。他要乃曼去相信那又真又活的神，这位神可以医治他的身体。
According to the law, for a leper to be made clean, he had to be sprinkled with blood 7 times, and then after 7 days, they were to then wash their bodies in water in order to be cleansed.
根据律法，一个大麻风病人要得洁净，需用血在他身上洒7次，7天后用水洗净。用水洗身就洁净了。
This was a message of hope that he would be cured just by doing what Elisha had said.
这是充满盼望的消息，他只要按以利沙说的去做就得医治。
He didn't have to go through the whole ritual of the law because he was a Gentile and not a Jew.
他是一个外邦人，他不是犹太人，所以他不必遵守律法的全部礼仪。
The term 7 in Hebrew means full. 7 is the number of completion or perfection.
7这个词在希伯来文是圆满的意思。这个数字表示完成或者完美。
7 times would show his obedience to the command that God had given.
沐浴7次也表明乃曼顺服神的命令。
Matthew Henry wrote this, This was not intended as a means of the cure, but as a sign of the cure and a trial of his obedience.
Matthew Henry 写道，沐浴7回不是得医治的方式，而是得医治的记号，也是对乃曼是否顺服的考验。
God wanted Naaman to humble himself by obeying His command.
神要乃曼谦卑顺服神的命令。
He was a man of position and power, used to telling other people what to do.
乃曼有权有势，让人听命于他。
He needed to acknowledge that God was sovereign over his life before God would grant him healing of his leprosy.
在神医治之前，他需要承认神掌管他的生命。
Puritan John Trapp wrote, "Humility is a vessel to receive grace." Go ahead.
清教徒 John Trapp 写道，谦卑是领受恩典的管道。
God will only give grace for our need when we have humbled ourselves under His mighty hand so as to acknowledge His authority.
当我们谦卑在神大能的双手之下，我们就承认他的权柄，这样，只有这样，神就给我们所需的恩典。
Number three.
第三点。
Pride displayed.
骄傲的显露。
So look at verses 11 and 12.
我们一起看第十一到第十二节。
But Naaman was angry and went away saying, Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?So he turned and went away in a rage.
第十一到第十二节说，乃曼却发怒走了，说：“我想他必定出来见我，站着求告耶和华他神的名，在患处以上摇手，治好这大麻风。大马色的和亚巴拿和法尔法，岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗？我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗？”于是气愤愤地转身去了。
The word angry in the King James Version is wrath. And the New American Standard, it is furious. The Hebrew translation is to become very angry.
发怒这个词在希伯来文的意思是变得很生气。
There are six basic Hebrew words for the term angry. This is the strongest.
在希伯来文当中有六个表达生气的词，这个词是最强烈的。
In the story of Joseph in Genesis chapter 40 verse 2, Pharaoh was angry with his chief cupbearer and chief baker, and he put them in prison where Joseph was held. This is the same term that is used there.
约瑟的故事就是从创世纪四十章二节里面说，法老就恼怒酒正和膳长这二臣，把他们下在护卫长府内的监里，就是约瑟被囚的地方。这里用的恼怒是同一个词。
So Naaman was angry because Elisha had not met his expectations.
所以乃曼发怒，因为以利沙没有按照他期待的来迎接他。
He expected some kind of a ceremony at the very least, and to say a prayer, make a gesture by waving his hand over the leprosy.
他期待有一个仪式，就是先知祷告并做手势，像是在患处以上摇手。
The last thing that Naaman expected was not to even be greeted by him, but by a servant with a message about what to do.
乃曼最不期望看到的是伊丽莎不自己出来迎接，而是派一个仆人来传话。
Swindoll again wrote, he said, he expected his illness to be taken seriously. He expected the cure to be elaborate, or at least dignified.
Swindoll 又写道，乃曼期待先知会严肃地处理他的疾病，他期待他的治疗方案是精心安排的，至少是庄严的。
Out of other options to cure the leprosy, he had to listen to the advice of the servant girl that we looked at in verse 3 and had humbled himself by leaving his own country to go to a prophet in Israel.
乃曼排除了其他的治疗方案，却听从小使女的建议，从自己的国家来到以色列来找这个先知。
Now he felt he was being humiliated by the instructions to wash in the Jordan River.
但是此刻，当他听到先知要他在约旦河沐浴，就觉得受侮辱。
Naaman looked at his disease only from a physical point of view.
乃曼只用物质的眼光看待他的病。
If washing was the way to clean his leprosy, then the rivers in Damascus was greater and cleaner than the Jordan River, which was right if you were looking at things from a physical point of view. But God was teaching him to humble himself by obeying him.
如果沐浴使病得医治，大马士革的河比约旦河更大更干净。如果用物质的角度去看，这是对的。但是神在这个时候是在教导乃曼谦卑下来，听从神。他的顺服表明他相信神的应许。
His obedience would show his faith in the promise of God.
他的顺服表明他相信神的应许。
For God to help us, he wants us to put off our pride.And acknowledge that he is sovereign over us. And we are under his authority. Which means we have to humble ourselves before him.
神要帮助我们，他要我们脱下骄傲，承认他在我们生命中掌权。我们在他的权柄之下，意味着我们要在他面前谦卑。
Puritan George Swinock described pride this way. Pride is the shirt of the soul, first put on and put off last.
清教徒 George Swinock 这样描述骄傲，骄傲是心灵的内衣，最先被穿上，最后被脱下。
If we want God's help, we must submit ourselves to him.
如果我们想得到神的帮助，我们必须要降服于神。
Proverbs 3 verse 34 says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble.
箴言三章三十四节说，神讥诮那好讥诮的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
God only gives grace to those who acknowledge his authority.
神只会赐恩给那些承认神权柄的人。
So here's the last point. Obedience rewarded, verses 13 and 14.
下面我们来看第四点，赏赐的顺服，第十三节到第十四节。
But his servants came near and said to him, My father, it is great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it? Has he actually said to you, Wash and be clean?So he went down and dipped himself seven times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
他的仆人近前来对他说，我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？于是乃曼下去。照着神人的话，在约旦河里沐浴七回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。
God used his aid to reason with him that it would be better to do this than to return not having even tried.
神在这个时候使用仆人，乃曼的仆人给乃曼讲道理，就是听从先知的话去尝试。总比没有尝试就回去的好。
Even though he was angry, he was willing to listen. Because the truth is, he didn't have any other choices.
虽然他很生气，但他还是去尝试，因为他没有别的途径得医治。
Naaman immediately knew that only a true God could perform such a miracle of curing his leprosy.
乃曼立即知道，只有真神可以行这样的神迹，医治好他的大麻风。
It was beyond anything he had ever witnessed, so he knew it could have only come from God.
他从来没有经历过这样的事，所以他知道这绝对来自于神。
So what about us?
所以我们呢
God humbles our pride so that we will trust in him instead of ourselves.
神会使我们降卑，所以我们会相信他，而不是我们自己。
Sometimes he brings suffering into our lives so that we will trust him. It can be times where death appears, disease, or even disappointment.
有时神会让我们受苦，我们才会转向他。比方说，我们会面对死亡、疾病或者失望。
So what else? God gives grace to those who humble themselves before him. Sometimes he heals those who humble themselves just like Job.
那还有呢？神赐恩给谦卑的人，有时神医治那些谦卑自己的人，就像约伯。
May we always remember salvation from our sins is by faith in Christ, not of anything we've done, not of good works.
愿我们牢牢记住，罪得拯救是靠着对基督的信心，不是靠着我们的善行。
Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling.
两手空空到主前，只有衣襟十架边。
Pastor and theologian Jonathan Edwards played an important role in the first great awakening in New England.
牧师和神学家约拿丹·爱德华兹在新英格兰地区的第一次属灵大复兴中发挥了重要的作用。
In 1733, a revival began in the church he was pastor in Hampton, Massachusetts, which lasted, listen to this, for 2 years.
他在马赛诸塞州 Northampton 牧养教会1733年属灵复兴就出现在这个教会，这个复兴一直持续了两年。
It grew intensity during the winter and into the following spring, and during those 6 months, almost 300 people were saved and admitted to the church, so that some sinful businesses in town were threatened to close because of a lack of business.
在冬天时，这个复兴之火更加强烈，然后一直到来年的春天，在这个六个月当中，几乎有300个人得救，加入教会。在这个镇上，那些不正当生意因为缺乏人光顾，面临着关门的危险。
He followed that up with this. He wrote, "The disposition of the humble person is to wholly submit himself to God. He is content to be subject to the commands and laws of God, for he sees it is right and good that the creature be subject to his Creator."
约拿丹·爱德华兹写道，谦卑的人的性情是把自己完全的交托给神。他以顺服神的命令和律法为满足，因为他看到受造物顺服造物主是对的，也是好的。
There was a little girl who went with her mother to a store, and as she was in the store, she found in a basket some plastic pearls.
有一个小女孩和她妈妈一起去店里，她在店里的时候，她就看到了一个塑料袋子里面有一些便宜的塑料珍珠。
And she said, "Oh, Mama, can I please have these?"
她就对她妈妈说，妈妈，妈妈，我可以买这些珍珠吗？
And the mother thought that this would be an excellent time to teach her daughter a lesson.
妈妈就觉得这是一个教导女儿的好机会。
So she said, "If you'll go home and do enough chores, I will pay you, and then you can come buy the pearls, which only cost $2 or $3."
他就对女儿说，我们现在回家，你做足够的家务，我就付你钱，然后呢，你就可以过来买这个珍珠，这个珍珠可能就值2-3 美金。
She went home and she did just enough. She earned that money just as quickly as she could.
他就回家，做了足够的家务，就赚到了钱，就可以去买珍珠。
She goes back to the store, she purchases the pearls, and she puts them around her neck.
他就回到店里，就买了那个珍珠项链，并且挂在自己的脖子上。
She goes home, she wears them where she plays, she takes a bath, she has them on, she goes to bed to sleep, and she has her pearls on.
他就回家，然后他玩的时候也戴着项链，洗澡的时候也戴着项链，甚至在睡觉的时候也戴着这个项链。
She was so proud of these plastic pearls. She walked around with her head held up high. Oh, she was proud of those pearls.
她戴的这个塑料的珍珠项链非常的高兴。
After about a week, her father came into her bedroom at night as he was putting her to bed, and he read her a story. And after the story, he said, "Do you love me?" And she said, "Oh, Daddy, you know I love you."
有一天晚上，他的爸爸带这个小女孩睡觉，给她读完书以后，就对这个小女孩说，你爱我吗？然后这个小女孩说，爸爸，我当然知道你爱我。
He said, "Give me the pearls."
爸爸就说，那你把珍珠项链给我。
And she said, "Oh, Daddy, you can have my favorite doll. You can have this or you can have that."
小女孩就说，爸爸，你可以拿走我最喜欢的洋娃娃，你可以拿走这个，拿走那个。
And he said, "That's okay." And he left.
爸爸就说，没关系，爸爸就走了。
Well, the next morning, she was downstairs waiting on her father, and she said, "Daddy, what about this? Or what about that? Or what about this? Would you take one of these?"
第二天早上，小女孩就等在楼下，她看到爸爸就说，爸爸，你想拿这个吗？想拿这个吗？但是爸爸没有说什么就走了。
And his daddy said, "No." And this went on for about a week, until one day, Daddy came downstairs.
这样一直延续了一个星期，直到有一天，爸爸从楼上下来。
And his daughter was there, and she, tears in her eyes, and in her hand she had those plastic pearls, and she said, "Daddy, I love you more than these plastic pearls."
当爸爸从楼上下来的时候，就看见小女孩眼睛里面含着泪水，然后她手里面拿着这个珍珠项链。他就对他爸爸说，爸爸，我爱你比爱珍珠项链还要多。
Daddy immediately turns around, goes back upstairs, and gets a little box, and he brings it downstairs, and he opens it up, and in that box is not plastic pearls, but real, genuine pearls.
爸爸马上转头回到楼上，从楼上拿了一个盒子，打开盒子，里面是真的珍珠项链。
He had had those real pearls a week ago when he first asked her, but he was waiting for her to say, "I love you, Father, more than what I have here on this earth."
爸爸其实在第一次问他女儿的时候就买了这个真的珍珠项链，但是他一直等到他的女儿愿意。跟他说，爸爸，我爱你比这个珍珠项链还要多时，他才把珍珠项链拿出来。
You do realize that's the way it is with our Heavenly Father and us. We want to hold on to the things of this earth, and He has something so much better for us in heaven.
我们跟我们天父的关系也像这样。很多时候我们想要抓住我们手上世上的这些东西，但是神在 天上为我们预备的是比世上的东西更好更美。
How about you this morning? Are you willing to give it all to Him to receive something so much greater?
今天早上我要来问你，你愿意放下手上这些东西去领受从神那里来，在从天上来的那更好更美的奖赏吗？
Naaman wanted to hold on to his pride.
乃曼他一直抓住他的骄傲。
But not until he was willing to let it go did God heal him.
但是当他愿意放手的时候，神就医治了他。
And that is true for us today.
对我们也是同样的道理。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, indeed, we're so thankful for a great day to worship and bring you honor.
天父，我们实在是 非常的感恩，今天我们可以来敬拜你，尊崇你。
As we continued our worship of you, Father, in your word, I pray that your Holy Spirit has spoke to our hearts today.
当我们继续在你的话语里面敬拜你的时候，求你的圣灵继续地向我们的心说话。
Keep teaching us as this week unfolds and that we can learn to be more and more like you.
求你在我们接下去的这一周里面来教导我们能够越来越像你。
Thank you, Lord, for this group here today, this church who worships you and lifts your name up high.
主啊，感谢你为这个教会，为众弟兄姐妹在这里敬拜你，高举你的名。
I pray that you put a hedge of protection around this body that Satan cannot intervene and miss the mark for these beautiful people of yours.
我祈求你自己亲自的来保护你的身体，就是这个教会，来阻挡魔鬼一切的工作。
Father, it's in your precious Son's name we pray.
天父，以你宝贵的爱子耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.